Here's Charlene Steinkamp.
Are you wounded or brokenhearted because of things that your spouse or loved ones have said to you? What are you facing in your life today? Throughout your life, you may be wounded by people's words or actions. You may feel like someone has hit you emotionally. The Lord sees and knows all. He is right there with you, regardless of your circumstances. Call on Him and pray for Him to heal your broken and wounded heart. Psalm 34, verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all." Do you know how powerful and awesome your Lord God is? I did not comprehend or understand His love for me or my family. Then the Lord came to me as I was wounded, brokenhearted, and had a crushed spirit. My Lord started touching and healing my wounded heart. He cares about everything that is going on in your life, if you have marriage problems or if you have health problems. Are you hurting due to your past or your childhood, or because of your spouse, or because of children problems, or even financial problems? Ask the Lord to heal your heart, your emotions, and your feelings that are coming against you. Psalm 147, verse 3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit." If the Lord knows the number of stars in the sky and calls them each by name, you and I have to learn how to lean on our Lord God, trusting Him to heal all our pains, our hurts, and our sorrows. In Luke chapter 4, it tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ's purpose for His ministry here on earth was to preach the gospel to the poor, to the afflicted, to the humble, those who were crushed in spirit, to the brokenhearted, to heal those who were bruised or oppressed. Regardless of your past, your Lord God can heal you emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Isaiah 61, verse 1 says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners." You are going to have good and bad days in your marriage or even where you work. The most important thing you and I need to remember is that we are to talk to our Heavenly Father about all of our problems. If you are hurting about things that have been said between you and your spouse, tell the Lord about it and ask Him to heal and restore your love to each other. If you will talk to your Lord all the time, He will be your greatest counselor and friend. He can also help you keep your life running smoothly. In fact, you will have less bad days. We would love to hear from you. If you're going through a difficult time in your marriage and need special prayers for you and your family, please write us and we would be honored to pray for you. What are you facing in your life today? The Lord sees and knows all. He is right there with you, regardless of your circumstances. Remember, God does heal hurting marriages. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.